Welcome and welcome, everybody. It's the Rob Zagari Show. I'm your host. I'm your host, Rob Zagari. And this is Smooth Sounds and Easy Jazz. Are you ready? All right. It's not. I don't know. Just for some reason, the headphones today, my voice is very soothing. It's coming through. It's soothing, and it's wonderful. So I just want to stay in easy jazz listening mode. All right. Listen, before we get going, we got a ton of stuff. If you live in California, or I should say, Los Angeles, was it hot yesterday or was it just me? Was it hot yesterday? It was, right? Like, it was hotter than normal. Okay. I thought I was maybe going crazy. That was maybe going crazy. But wow. I mean, I think it hit 100. I think it hit 105. I think it hit 105, if I'm not mistaken. 105, ladies and gentlemen. 105. And then I heard today it's supposed to reach 110. Ay. I can't imagine today being hotter than it was yesterday, because yesterday it was bad. It was real bad. It was just bad. Just wanted to throw that out there. Wanted to make sure everybody else agreed that it was hot. Yeah. All right. So let's get to, well, there's a couple big stories. You have the firing of Corey Lewandowski. I got that this morning in a text while I was still sleeping. My East Coast reporter, Manhattan Larry hit me, and he said they fired Corey. And then escorted him out of the building. I was like, wow. So when I woke up, that's what I woke up to. And then, of course, the second story is the 9/11 tapes were released. The Orlando shooting 9/11 tapes that have a whole bunch of redactions on it. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. They basically cut out any references to ISIS. They cut out any references to Allah. I mean, they cut out any references to anything Islamic. Just bizarre. Seriously, just bizarre. And we'll get to that. And then the other story, which CNN, I haven't seen it on CNN. I haven't seen it on ABC, CBS. I haven't seen it on any of the morning programs. I haven't seen it on any of the afternoon programs, and that's the fire. It's a huge fire out here in Westlake, and it killed five people. It was arson, and the person that they arrested for this is an illegal. Yes, he's an illegal who had been arrested three times this year and never deported. And he came in 2012. And ICE let him go because he had no criminal record. And now there's five people dead. Yeah, I'm not BSing you. Of course, you're not going to see this on CNN or any of the other programs. They're too busy talking about the Orlando shooter as being just crazy. Seriously, he's just crazy. He has no allegiance to any terrorist group, wasn't inspired by a terrorist group. He's just a crazy guy whose wife is retarded. That's the other news coming out. That's the other news that's coming out. That the wife is too stupid to know right from wrong. A former teacher came out and said she has a problem, or she had a problem growing up. Her cognitive skills were off. So she's too stupid to know if Omar was getting ready to shoot up a gay nightclub or if he was getting ready to go play laser tag. I told you this before, we're doomed. We're doomed. We really are. We're doomed in so many ways. And then bills, whole bunch of gun bills. Lot of gun bills. Lot of gun bills. Lot of gun bills. And those votes will be coming down, and they're not going to pass. They're not going to make it to the House, and it'll be the Republicans' fault, and they want terrorists to have guns and so forth and so on. So, all right, a lot to get to in a short time, and it's hot, real hot. So, the transcripts are released. I think it's pretty. I think it's quite entertaining to listen to people talk about Trump being Hitler, how he is fascist-like. He's censoring the media. He's prohibiting the media. He's going to be a horrible, horrible president. He's going to limit free speech. And again, the Obama administration does exactly what people are saying they're afraid Trump will do. You know, we did a story that came out Saturday. It's a great story. I'm going to get it out there more today. I'm going to troll the hell out of it because it's a great story, and it's about the Washington Post and this whole free speech, the press and banning the press and so forth and so on. And I break down precisely why this is not about banning the press. No press is banned. It's about not letting Robert Costa, that messy slob, sit in the front row. That messy, slovenly, disgusting reporter, it's not giving him special treatment. It's a good story. Read it. But it goes kind of with what we're talking about now. Because in that story, which was from a segment of the show last week, we talk about the Obama administration back in 09, 010, waging a war with Fox News, putting out press releases and doing little press conferences, the Josh Earnest impromptu press conferences, where he would say they don't feel Fox News is a legitimate news agency. The White House was blowing them off. The White House was treating them like they were the Globe or Star or some rag mag that's got an alien on the cover shaking hands with Obama. To the point where they had a press conference on a matter where an individual who was part of that, who was part of the debate, I guess you could say, on the issue that they had just had. He was taking questions, and Fox News was not allowed to be there. So you had an issue that everyone was talking about. One of the main people from the issue was answering questions, and Fox News was not let in that Q&A session. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. And I even think Jake Tapper and a few other White House reporters, because this is pre-Jake Tapper with his little advocacy show that he has on CNN. This is when Jake was trolling around the halls of the White House. This is like after he would do segments on people like me. And I think him and a bunch of other White House reporters kind of ganged up on the press secretary at the time and the administration and said, hey, you can't do that. You can't say Fox News isn't a legitimate news source. You can't blacklist them because you don't like the coverage they give you. Can't do that. So here's Obama doing exactly what people are saying they're afraid that Trump could do. And here we go with these 9/11 tapes, and they're doing exactly what they're afraid Trump would do if he was president. That's the thing about this administration and the Democrats that back this administration with doing things like executive orders and the press who supports the executive actions or things like redacting the word jihad or Allah or ISIS. You know, this stuff happens all the time. And what's even funnier is that now you have Obama's term up, and you have people in the press, you have Democrats. You have people starting to kind of squawk. They're kind of setting up the notion that this stuff is bad and it shouldn't happen because they're terrified that whoever the next president is, maybe it'd be Hillary Clinton. Maybe it'll be Hillary Clinton. And she'll do the same thing, but on different issues. Or God forbid, it's a Republican. And then they really shake up the cart. They really shake up the cart and do these types of things on a whole bunch of issues that the press and the Democrats despise. So it's just, it's a trip to watch everybody tiptoeing around. It's kind of like the whole filibuster nuclear option. It's like you see how close, everybody is to doing away with the whole filibuster. And if you're going to do a filibuster, you got to do a filibuster. Not the threat of a filibuster. Not the threat. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, there's nowhere in the Constitution that the rules governing the Senate and what they do now were in the Constitution. The whole, well, we threaten a filibuster, and now you need 60 votes, and now you need it. All that's not a founding father's provision. And they always get just that close. They always get within centimeters close of doing away with that. The Democrats did a little on appointments. But everybody, they back off. Because the Democrats don't want to do it. Because, God forbid, they lose the White House. And they get a Republican president. And now you're talking 51. Now you're talking 51. Simple majority. 51 is all you need. Right now, if there was a Republican president, there would be bills. There would, I mean, forget about it. So this nuclear option and the whole filibuster, it's always a tread lightly. Just like the executive action is supposed to be something treaded lightly. But Obama has used it. When you hear Democrats say, oh, well, Obama's used it less. Listen, Obama's used executive action on bigger issues. Okay? But issues that should not have been used and bypassed the Senate. It shouldn't have. So this redaction is going to be the same. This redaction thing is going to be the same because the very, very, very thing that the press and the Democrats claim Trump is and will be is exactly what Obama is doing. And it's incredible. It really is. It's incredible. So the transcripts were released. Got them here. I'm going to read them so everybody knows what the hell we're talking about. Okay, so this has been released by the FBI, and it goes like this. 2:02 a.m., OPD call, transmitted multiple shots fired at Pulse nightclub. 2:04 a.m., additional OPD officers arrived on scene. 2:08 a.m., officers from various law enforcement agencies made entrance to Pulse and engaged the shooter. 12:18, OPDS and SWAT initiated a full call-out. Shooter contacted a 911 operator from inside Pulse. The call lasted approximately 50 seconds, the details of which are set out below. Here's the thing. Remember, there were questions of why did the police take so long to go in? If they would have went in sooner, they would have saved lives. Remember that? Remember that? Everybody was questioning why it took 3 hours for them to go inside and engage the shooter. Well, you'll find out why. Can't blame these cops. When you're talking to somebody that's already shot, you know, handfuls of people, and they're talking about Allah and ISIS, and now they're talking about suicide vests and bombs. Yeah. Sure. Just run in willy-nilly. Kidding me? They're sitting there going, okay. All right. If he's got bombs, how big are the bombs? If we go in there, is this whole block going to get blown up? Is it a small bomb? Is it a Brussels bomb? What are we dealing with? So the whole notion that the cops were complacent or not wanting to go in is a little BS. Dispatcher, emergency 911. In the name of God, the merciful, the beneficial. Because you have redacted stuff. Dispatcher, what? Martin, praise to be God in prayers, as well as peace be upon the prophet of God. And it says in quotes in Arabic, redacting Allah. They're redacting the Islamic words that we have come to know with terrorist situations, Allahu Akbar, and things of that nature. Because Obama doesn't want us to hear these things. Because if it's not on paper, if it's not being talked about on the press, not being talked about on the internet, if it's not being talked about, then it didn't happen. Then it's just a crazy guy with a retarded wife who was a repressed homosexual and had a lot of hatred for himself. Again, remember, what is it the press and what is it the Democrats are afraid that Trump will do? He will stifle free speech. He will stifle it, just like he's doing now, not letting Robert Costa sit in the front row. And here's Obama just deleting things in a 9/11 dispatch call with a terrorist. It's amazing. So the dispatcher says, what is your name? And he says, I let you know, I'm in Orlando. I did the shootings. What is your name? My name is, I pledge of allegiance to, we don't know. I mean, we do know, but if you haven't heard what's going on and you just read this transcript, you don't know. You go, oh, my name is, I pledge allegiance to. Oh, Well, that's interesting. I wonder what he pledges his allegiance to. I wonder what his name is. Huh. I mean, that's what you're doing. If you're new to the story, you have no idea what he's pledging allegiance to. You have no idea what's going on. You might think he's pledging his allegiance to Lance, who's the dancing queen of Pulse. You don't know. All you're hearing is repressed homosexuality, self-loathing and self-hating homosexual, retarded wife. These are things you're hearing. And now you read the transcripts. I pledge my allegiance to, I'll fill in the blank, Lance or Wayne and all their sequence. They are the dancing queens. Okay. Dispatcher, okay, what's your name? I pledge allegiance to, again, redacted. May God protect him. Another redacted. On behalf of, redacted. Dispatcher, all right, where are you? So, I pledge allegiance to Wayne. May God protect him from AIDS. On behalf of the dancing queens at Pulse. Right? Does that work? Does that work? Because all the information is redacted. I don't know. I'm filling in the blanks of what the media and the Democrats and all of this led by Barack Hussein Obama. I'm filling in the blanks with what they're telling me. Gay nightclub. Gay people. Repressed homosexuality of the shooter. Retarded wife. Gay dating sites. Self-hating, self-loathing. The club is for fun and kissing and dancing. Okay, right? The gays can't give blood. So the gays that went to give blood were rejected from giving blood. Why would you be rejected from giving blood? AIDS? See the narrative? See the narrative that's coming through? So when I read this transcript, do you see why I put all of those things together? It's not ISIS. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's not a terrorist. Please. Nothing like that whatsoever. Nothing like that whatsoever. If you think it is, you're wrong. If you think it is, you're being an Islamophobia. You're being Islamophobic and you have Islamophobia. See, I get it all mixed up, phobics and phobias, and you just don't like Muslim people, all right? Okay? I pledge my allegiance to Lance. May God protect him from AIDS. On behalf of the dancing queens. Now we'll continue. She says, all right, where are you? Again. And he goes, in Orlando. And the reporter says, where in Orlando? And then the call ends. Click. Click. Shortly thereafter, the shooter engaged in three conversations with OPD's crisis negotiations team. The first crisis negotiator called, and it lasted 9 minutes. Second crisis negotiator called, that lasted 16 minutes. Third crisis negotiator called, and that lasted 3 minutes. So, you're talking almost a half hour. A half hour of 9/11 conversations between a killer, a terrorist, someone who committed the worst act of Islamic terror since 9/11. And we're not allowed to hear it. We're not allowed to hear this. Our government says we're not grown up enough to hear this. But of course, nobody's outraged. Why? Because it's the Democrats. Because the press is controlled by the Democrats. There's only outrage if the press wants to create outrage. There's no outrage if the press wants it all to be cool and smooth. A half hour. So what we do have is redacted. The stuff we do have is redacted. And then there's 30 minutes worth of stuff that we don't get to hear. We don't get to listen to. And you want to talk about Donald Trump and being a fascist and being Hitler. Isn't it amazing? This is the stuff. This stuff doesn't fall in the category of Hitler-like, a fascist-like. What falls in the category is taking a guy like Johnny Jose Sanchez, 21, who came to this country illegally, who was arrested multiple times and let go, and over the weekend he killed 5 people by burning a building down because he got into a fight with one of them. And the fact that Trump wants to deport this guy makes him Hitler. And if you support this, you are supporting Hitler-like things. But the President of the United States redacting words like ISIS and Allah Akbar and things of that nature isn't Hitler-like. And not releasing 30 minutes of conversations between police and the terrorists isn't Hitler-like. I told you we're doomed. We are, man. We are doomed. This is the country we live in. This is the country we live in. We are doomed. This is what we're going to be dealing with. This is what we're going to be dealing with. Hillary Clinton becomes president for the next 4 years. We're going to be dealing with this stuff. Oh, God. It's doomed. Doomed, I say. All right, so the FBI paperwork, goes on to say, in these calls, the shooter, who identified himself as an Islamic soldier, told the crisis negotiator that he was the person who pledged his allegiance to omitted, and told the negotiator to tell America to stop bombing Syria and Iraq, and that it is why he was out here right now. When the crisis negotiator asked the shooter what he had done, the shooter said, no, you already know what I did. the shooter continued stating, there is some vehicle outside that has some bombs. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That was very unprofessional. Bombs in it, just to let you know. You people are going to get it, and I'm going to ignite it. And if they try to do anything stupid. Later, in the call with one of the crisis negotiators, the shooter stated that he had a vest and further described it as the kind that they used in France. The shooter later stated that the next few days, you are going to see more of this type of action going on. The shooter hung up, and multiple attempts to get in touch with him were unsuccessful. Now, side note, last night, the Taliban blew up a bus or blew something up in Afghanistan, killing 15 people. Remember, guys, this is, it's Ramadan. Before this attack in Orlando, you had one of the ISIS group. Well, you had the leader of ISIS come out and say, hey, all of our supporters, all of our sympathizers, everybody who loves us, everybody who thinks we're really cool cats, don't come here. Stay where you are and just strike the infidels where you are at. So if you're in Orlando, strike the infidels there. If you're in Tennessee, strike the infidels there. If you're in California at UC Merced, strike the infidels there. And we did nothing about this. Remember the color codes? Remember the color codes that the Bush administration put in place after 9/11 and we all made fun of them? Remember that? Remember the color codes? We're like, oh, is it orange? Is it red? Is it? Imagine if we were told by the President of the United States. I know, shocking, right? What if we were told in a press conference, okay? Because, you know, he loves to do the press conferences when he's going after Trump or something that's meaningless. God forbid it's a press conference on something real. Like, hey, just want to tell you all to be extra vigil this coming month. Extra cautious. Imagine if the president, imagine if the FBI, imagine if the Justice Department, imagine that this administration actually took terrorism serious. Imagine if they actually took Islamic terrorism serious. Imagine that. Imagine we had like the color codes. Hey, everybody, it's the month of Ramadan. We're getting all these videos. We're getting all these calls from ISIS leaders and ISIS affiliates saying we all need to be prepared because they're going to strike us this month. So I just want you all to know we're on it. We're beefing up security at the airports. We're beefing up security at basketball games and football games and baseball games. We're beefing up security where mass amounts of people go. So don't get alarmed if you see heightened security. And all of you who own businesses, rather they're restaurants and bars, we suggest you be on a heightened alert. Thank you very much. Good day and good night. Something to that extent, then maybe the FBI puts out a memo to all local law enforcement, and then local law enforcement does friendly chats with local businesses. Again, this isn't really being an armchair quarterback. This is just stuff that you would have thought would be going on as it pertains to law enforcement and military and our government. When you have attacks after attacks after attacks, when you got all these things happening, just countless, all these things happening, you would think, just logically, seriously, logically, the FBI and the Justice Department would work with local cities. And when you hear people go, oh, well, you know, that takes a lot of what? Listen, you know how many people are employed by the government? You know how many different committees and organizations and so forth and so on? Please. There's enough people in our government to get together and get the word out to Orlando. Even if you operate with big cities first and then work in reverse. Work with big cities first, your Orlandos and your Miamis and your Los Angeleses. You start the list. You start with the big cities first, and then you work backwards. So law enforcement in Orlando pops into Pulse nightclub, goes, hey, guys, listen, we don't know if something's going to happen, but here's the story. Here's the story. Here's what we're getting from the top, and now we're just stopping off at the hot spots out here in Orlando. So maybe, just maybe, for this month, you guys hire an extra security guard or two. We don't know, but definitely have something more than what you have now. You guys make enough money. Get a armed security guard at night just for this month. I mean, these are common sense things. I mean, they really are. They really are. I have friends that are in the legal marijuana business. Okay? And the first time there was an incident at a dispensary, the first time, as tiny as it was, my friends, along with everybody else that is part of that industry, hired armed security guards. Now, when you drive down the streets of Los Angeles and you go by a building that has the little green cross, you'll see a guy outside that looks like a cop. You'll see a guy outside with the uniform and the gun and the badge. You're like, what are they getting raided? No, security. Security. One little thing happens. One. I mean, you would have thought after San Bernardino. You would have thought after San Bernardino and all the red flags that the government dropped then. It's I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. I'll tell you that. Something's going on. All right, let me finish this. Let's wrap this up. At 4:21, OPD pulled an air conditioning unit out of the Pulse dressing room window for victims to evacuate. While the FBI will not be releasing transcripts of the OPD communications with victims, significant information obtained from those victims allowed OPD to gain knowledge of the situation inside Pulse. As victims were being rescued, they told OPD the shooter said that he was going to put four vests with bombs on victims within 15 minutes. an immediate search of the show's the immediate search of the shooter's vehicle on the scene, and Insight Pulse ultimately revealed no vest or improvised explosive device. IED, baby. IED. OPD SWAT and OCSO hazardous device team began to breach wall with explosive charge and armed vehicle to make entry. OPD radio communications communicated that the shots are fired. OPD radio suspect shot. Boom. Dead. Gone. Based on OPD radio communications, there is no reports of shots being fired inside Pulse between the initial exchange of gunfire between reporting officers and shooters. And at the time of the final breach, during the time the shooter communicated with an OPD 911 operator, an OPD crisis negotiator, an OPD radio communication reported the victims were being rescued. The FBI urges the public to provide information about the shooter and any contact they may have had with him since the release of this FBI seeking information poster. The FBI has received thousands of tips. The FBI will investigate every tip. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. There you go. There's the big release. And you want to know why? You want to know why? Seriously, do you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Oh, jeez. Loretta Lynch, who is the Attorney General, works for Obama. Remember, he says jump, she says how high. No different than Eric Holder. I'm not, saying she's any different. And so, Loretta Lynch, when she was on Sleepy Eye, Chuck Todd. You all know Sleepy Eye. Well, she did her rounds. She did Chuck Todd. She did... who else did she say? She did Sleepy Eye, Chuck Todd. She did CNN, CB. I mean, she did the rounds. So here's what she said to Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He said, yes, I'll be going to Orlando on Tuesday to continue my briefings in the case. I actually thought that we were announcing tomorrow's the FBI's releasing a partial transcript of the killer's calls with law enforcement inside the club. These are the calls that the Orlando PD negotiating team were trying to ascertain who he was, where he was, and why he was doing this. All the while, the rescue operations were continuing. That'll be coming out tomorrow, and I'll be headed to Orlando Tuesday. Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd says, including the hostage negotiation part of this, Loretta Lynch, yes, it will be preliminary, a partial transcript of his calls with the hostage negotiations. Chuck Todd says, you say partial. What's being left out? Loretta Lynch says, well, what we're not going to do is further proclaim this individual's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda. Chuck Todd said, so we're not going to hear him talk about those things. Loretta Lynch, we will hear him talk about some of those things. Okay. All right. Interesting. Interesting. Can you tell us why? Is there a reason why? Well, the reason why we're going to limit these transcripts is to avoid re-victimizing those people that went through this horror. But it will contain the substance of his conversations. Oh, I see. I see. Not to re-victimize. So the words ISIS, the words Allah Akbar, all of those terrorist terms are re-victimizing? Really? 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 Every single day, These people can't turn on the television set without seeing video from outside of the nightclub. And you're hearing machine gun fire every day. You're seeing the pictures of Omar doing selfies with himself. And Loretta Lynch is talking about these words will re-victimize the victims? Really? Really? Day after day for, what, 9 days now? It is a loop. It is a constant loop on every single news channel. Every single news channel. Constant loop. Constant loop. We get information that we know is just BS spin. Like, the wife is retarded, and that's why she didn't say anything. I mean, you want to talk about re-victimizing victims. You know, Huffington Post, they're sitting there printing a letter from Osama Husseini, a supporter of the wife, saying that the government is lying about everything. The government has lied about everything. And this is just some big conspiracy theory. Talk about re-victimizing people. This is the Obama administration once again coddling Islamic terrorists. I don't know why. I don't know why. And if you say something's going on, people go, what's going on? What do you think, that Obama is friendly with the terrorists? Like, he hangs out with them? They have lunch together? No. But there's definitely something going on. I don't know what it is. But when you have an administration that coddles terrorists and redacts information, and then says, well, we just don't want to hurt people. We don't want to hurt people. What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then she is asked about political correctness. And if political correctness is getting in the way of terror investigations. And, of course, Loretta Lynch goes, no, political correctness is not getting in the way of terror investigations. And that maintaining contacts within the Muslim community is very important, because if they're from that community and they're being radicalized, their friends and family members will see it first. That's the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie in the Islamic faith. Lying is acceptable. Protecting their own. Protecting their own is a must. And we now have two cases in this past year. Family members knew what was going on, and they didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. They did not say a word. And it flies right in the face not even flies. It smacks Obama and Lynch and that whole organization. That whole whatever they are. Because I don't believe that hardworking FBI agents or CIA, I don't believe they're going along with all of this willy-nilly. I believe there's pushback. I do. I believe there's pushback. I don't believe the FBI believes this. I don't believe people in the Justice Department believe this. I don't. I mean, it's ludicrous. When the Attorney General is saying, we need the Muslim community to maintain contact with us. And it's them. It's them who see it first. It's them. It's them that tell us what's going on. And that's not true. It's not true. Omar Mateen's wife was in on it. The father was in on it. And when I say in on it, they knew. Well, the wife definitely was in on it. She's casing the places out with him. She's with him buying ammunition. These are facts. Was the father in on it? That we don't know. Did the father know his son was a jihad? Yes. A 100% yes. San Bernardino, did family members know what was going on? Yes. That is a fact. Yes. Boston Barrett, the Boston Bomber brothers, did family members know what was going on? Yes. The one's wife knew what was going on. In every one of these instances, family members knew. So Loretta Lynch is full of crap. She's full of crap. She's 100% full of crap. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. She goes on to say, we investigate these cases aggressively. No stone is left unturned. There is no backing away from an issue. There is no backing away from an interview because of anyone's background. Because for us, the source of information is very, very important. Again, that's BS. They backed away from Omar Mateen not once, not twice, but three times. And the first time they backed away, Mateen said, well, I said these things because my coworkers were being racist to me. They were making fun of me because I'm Muslim. They were being Islamophobic. Listen, once you utter the word Islamophobic, it's like uttering the word racist. It's like getting in a conversation, getting into a debate on an issue. And someone goes, yeah, you're a racist. And all of a sudden you just go, oh, okay, oh, all right. He went there. Same thing. Well, I think we should do this, and I think we should do that, and we have a problem there. You sound Islamophobic. Okay. I mean, it's the magic word. It's the magic word. It's the magic word created by liberals. It's a magic word created by liberals, just like safe space. Safe space. What the hell's safe space? Never heard of that. Safe space. Safe space. Islamophobic. Fat shaming. Food shaming. Bullying. For people to use the term bullying as it pertains to grown individuals, like men on men. Seriously. Donald Trump, he just bullies Jeb Bush. You're serious. You're using a term that was made popular on the show Different Strokes in reference to the Gooch. The Gooch bullying Arnold. So you're using that word. You're using that word and you're using it with Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. Two grown men, and you're throwing that word around, bullying. He's bullying him. Oh, man. Ay, ay, ay. What liberals and Democrats and Obama have done to this country, it's really at a point of no return. It's really at a point of no return. I mean, Loretta Lynch, what she's saying, it's just all of this is a point of no return. It's all a point of no return. I believe that. How do you get the genie back in the bottle? How do we get it back in the bottle? How all of a sudden does Donald Trump become president and we get all of this back in the bottle? We don't. Now, if we have some networks, okay. If we have some productions, some films, some television shows, okay. But if we don't get that, and all it is the same old, except that every day and every week and every month, it just gets a little bit more liberal. They gobble up and consume just a little bit more of the television space or the internet space or the print space, we're doomed. It's over. So that's Omar Mateen. All right, that's Omar Mateen.